Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's start with Attorney General William Barr. In a new effort to deter migrants, says the New York Times, Barr withholds bail to asylum seekers.
David Barr is obviously playing the president's hand. The president holds the cards. Barr, we know, wanted to be the attorney general. He wrote that letter, which basically pre-vindicated Trump from any wrongdoing in terms of holding on to his executive powers and not being investigated. And now he's just taking the next step. Look, he is an agent of the president. Anybody who thought he was going to be an independent player is just wrong. I think in his four-page summary, we can read pretty clearly between the lines to understand that he did his best to protect them with that one caveat about the obstruction charge, in which he said that that was more open to interpretation. So Barr doesn't come out looking good in all of this. He is just one more of the people protecting the president. Now, look, David, we have plenty of precedent here in which we have seen attorney generals or a specific attorney general, John Mitchell, back in the Nixon days, who really can be held accountable. So this is not something that's going to go away. We have a whole bunch of congressional investigators now. I'm sure Barr's going to have to come back. I'm sure he's going to have to explain himself.
How about the president exercising a veto on a measure to force the end to the U.S. involvement in the Yemen war? This has been a big topic.
David, this is really, truly troubling. The vote, of course, was that a lot of innocent civilians are being killed in Yemen. We've heard it over and over again. We know it. And we know that the United States is supporting Saudi Arabia in their attempt to hold hegemony over the Yemeni situation. We do know about the president's close relationship with the Saudis. We do know about Khashoggi and what happened to him. And I think a good deal of the very strong vote, almost unanimous in the United States Congress, came because of the Khashoggi mess and the American people's apprehension about all of it. Nevertheless, the president says, I'm the president. And what is the reason that he is vetoing the bill he gives? It's trying to undermine my executive authority. Well, executive authority is precisely what the issue is here. What are the limitations? Do we have a United States Congress? A troubled American people went and elected a House of Representatives, which is going to watch the president and is well into that. So executive authority can turn into totalitarianism very easily if the Congress doesn't do its job. The outgoing House of Representatives, the one we had before this one, did nothing. We saw Nunes, the committee chairman, running up to the White House to help them out over there. They were hardly exercising what we would call oversight. Now we have some oversight. We have a Senate which is facing the same kinds of consequences that the members of the Republican House of Representatives faced before they got thrown out, and they've got to know it.
Ellen, your thoughts on congressional Democrats issuing subpoenas to Deutsche Bank and other banks to obtain long-sought documents indicating whether foreign nations tried to influence U.S. politics.
David, it's a brilliant move on the part of the Democrats in the House. Here's why. You got a bunch of people on the Supreme Court, some people would call them toadies, some would not, who will support the president no matter what. You know, you would have to have something much, much more substantial than what we have seen. And the locus of that discussion will be over executive power, as I have just mentioned. But if you subpoena ancillary players in all of this, then that's a whole different story because you're not dealing with subpoenaing a president or his people. You're going to an outside commercial bank which does business in the United States big and which has been the big loaner of money to inexplicably in a lot of people's minds because none of the other banks would do it because people got left holding the bag and being owed money. But Deutsche Bank continues. Is it an effort on their part to do business with the United States and a president who is widely criticized on so many fronts? That is something that obviously the congressional investigators are looking to, and that will lead, if it's productive, to the sitting president.
The long battle between New York City and New Jersey continues, Alan. Did you see the article in the New York Times about the revenge that New Jerseyites are vowing on the congestion pricing plan coming to New York? One congressman, Altheimer, says he plans to introduce a bill this week that would cut federal funding to New York or the Transportation Authority if New Jersey drivers are forced to pay those tolls.
Well, they're going to have to pay the tolls, and it's going to make one of the most expensive cities in the world even more expensive. You drive in, you're going to pay. I was there last weekend and talked to a guy who was running a garage, and he said, these people, they're never going to be ending in the chaos that they're causing. You know, it is frustrating for many people. Instead of lowering the taxes one way or another, they keep coming up with new ways to find the money. And that is frustrating. However, when you want to talk about congestion, remember the bridge? Remember Chris Christie? That was congestion, and that was done by the New Jersey side. I suspect if I'm a congressman and people are ticked off, I'm going to say something like this. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Finally, Alan, global attention span is narrowing. This is a study that comes from the Technical University of Denmark. It suggests that collective global attention span is narrowing due to the amount of information that is presented to the public. Any political implications here?
You bet there are. I mean, the fact of the matter is something happens 2 weeks ago and the American people are forgetting it. We have a president who has violated so many norms and has done so many things that are at least questionable legally that the newest bombshell always says, oh boy, look at that. And then 2 weeks later, there's another diversion.